Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time as always. Obviously, day 7 now of the 5-day lockdown, obviously being extended until Tuesday of next week. At this stage, have you spoken with shop owners and getting their feelings, emotions, and how much does this actually hurt the region?
Yeah, it's well, I think I've described it previously as, you know, at first frustrating, but you know, into the second weekend, we do have a different scenario. You know, people are tired with the issues, and of course, this is where it starts to bite a lot harder for businesses, particularly those ones who haven't got that opportunity to be flexible. Now, some of the smaller, maybe particularly some of the hospitality businesses, etc., have shown that they can, you know, reconfigure really rapidly, go into partnership with other businesses, which we're seeing some interesting collaborations pop up, very popularly received by the community, might I say, but also offering the, you know, takeaway or something to give them an opportunity to still have a front into the community and some business activity. So there's some businesses who that doesn't mean they're doing well, but it means they've been able to adapt for this short term. But it's the ones who haven't been able to have that opportunity, who've had to close their doors, that's probably more concerning. And you know, I've spoken to a couple of business owners, but you can't obviously in lockdown speak to the ones that are closed necessarily. But yeah, just in speaking to a couple yesterday, I know that there's some, you know, bigger entities that have really struggled with when you have volume of customers and high costs and overheads. That really hits hard because there's, you know, big figures involved.
Yep.
But then when you go down to the some of the probably those that can't, as I've said, that can't actually adapt, that's where I think we're going to have to be really careful because people are starting to struggle.
Yep.
And, you know, there's many opportunities for supports, whether it's with regards to flexibility there and how they're dealt with, but you know, mental health issues, you know, front of mind, and being aware of being supportive for people in our community. Uncertainty is very stressful as well. So where you have something where you think you have a plan, and then obviously 2 days before it might change, it changes again, and yeah, that's very stressful for a lot of people, of course. So we certainly want people to support the small local businesses that they can, whether it's, you know, coffees and those things I've mentioned before, and when we are able to again resume some sense of normality with businesses, to launch back into the Love Your Local campaign and, you know, really get out there and support them. And so maybe it will be a preference for those sorts of activities for a short while so that we can really get out there and about as soon as we can. But then, you know, we've still got all this, you know, we've got to be back to basics with what we're doing until we get the vaccination numbers to a certain threshold. It's going to be really a very fraught time. So we need to know, you know, everyone who's eligible, getting vaccinated is really the most important thing to do. And then people who aren't yet eligible, you know, there's still all of the things we've talked about so many times, but obviously the mask wearing was going to be with us for some time. Practicing your hand hygiene, social distancing, the QR codes for the contact tracing, if it's necessary, all of that still has to keep going. And I presume that people are really adapting to that so well. The QR code use has gone up enormously, hasn't it, this time round? So you can see how we can adopt new behaviours, and they're not as intrusive when you get used to doing them. So in the community's interest, this is why they're important.
Yeah, you mentioned there about the Love the Local campaign, and we've talked about that, you know, since, well, last lockdown, essentially, and you know, supporting local businesses. And that was something that I noticed when we were able to do that. A lot of people were going to the coffee shop to get the coffee, going to another restaurant, if you like, to have breakfast or dinner. So it was being well received. So it's just that timely reminder that when we're able to do it, even now because of the takeaway, let's get behind our local businesses. So that's what part of Love Your Local is all about. Mayor, meeting in relation to the rough sleepers, obviously this time of year it's a lot colder for people who are doing it tough. There's a lot of people doing it tough. What came out of this particular meeting?
Well, people might remember that in a, not this this week's council meeting, but the month before, where we were discussing the issue of the particularly one area, Huntley, with the camping ground there. But it's, you know, it's brought to our attention the fact that there are rough sleepers in large numbers. And we've known that because there's the winter night shelter that has been operating through the churches and that through the last couple of years very successfully. This time of the year, it brings it into focus, really, because, you know, how would you be out there in the cold night after night?
No.
So that conclusion of that council decision with that particular location in Huntly was to... And my particular preference was to elevate that activity and so that there's a good communication and then increased collaboration between agencies involved with these situations. And so with case in point with the rough sleepers at Huntly, we had a meeting which was, I believe, very important and successful with agencies including, you know, Vic Police, Haven Home Safe, Parks Victoria and a lot of council staff. And so that was good to get up to date on everyone's perspective of what they were up to, how they were managing situations and what their plans were. And out of that came the collaboration of combining four joint weekly visits. So to have probably a better way of communicating and forming those relationships to advance the work that's being done already. There was work being done already. Mm-hmm. And some people in that instance, you know, several people had been moved into other accommodation, which was great. But we just have to be aware that these things can be seem simple, but it's not simple.
Yep.
There's complex needs that people have, and the reason, you know, there might be previous trauma, there might be a range of things happening, and we're not in those people's situations, so we can't possibly assume what would be the barriers to looking at certain offerings and certain options. So that's where those visits and the outreach and building the relationships is really, really important. And that's what's happening. And then also the promise then to not only have the increased follow-ups,
yep.
but also to meet again monthly. And so we've got a process in place. People might have seen recently, just this week, there was some pruning of some dangerous tree branches in the Huntly camping grounds,
yep.
but that had been identified a while back, and that was just done during one day. But that was obviously a health and safety issue that we do everywhere, and that was just a part of normal council works. So yes, we'll look forward to seeing how things are progressing, but yep. the aim is to support people to find alternative accommodation.
Well, that's the best that we can do, I guess. Support, support, support. Hey, Mayor, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the home stretch.
Great. Thanks very much, Daniel. Speak to you next week.
Talk very soon. That is Mayor Councillor Jennifer Alden joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria.